Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There it is. Your first listen to the brand new Pink song, What About Us? I smell a hit. I can smell it.
Yeah, I like it. Actually, we got some texts from people. Wow. Oh, yeah. I normally like Pink, but I love this song. It's great.
Nice.
Pink song is a hit.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's a good one. All right, there it is.
Oh, and I was reading somewhere. Sarah, I don't know if it said that in the press release, but it was co-written by a guy from Snow Patrol.
Oh. There it is. Johnny McDade.
There you go. Yeah.
And someone named Steve Mack, and he's the one who produced it. Yeah, so this is off her highly anticipated seventh studio album, Beautiful Trauma. It's available for pre-order now and set for release on October 13th. She co-wrote all 13 songs on the album, worked with a variety of songwriters, though.
She's a super talent.
Jack Antonoff's name.
When we met her and she was in here in studio, there's no doubt you have that feeling of genuine artistry is what comes out of her.
No,
she's not only
amazing.
Super talented vocally, but she's got... a need to be authentic, which is cool.
And she's humble too. She comes in and she doesn't say, "Hey, I'm Pink." She's like, "Hi, I'm Alicia."
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was super sweet, super like, kind of soft spoken, and you just get such a genuine vibe off of her. She's great.
But I think that sort of need to be a co-writer on the songs, put her print in there, is important probably to her. That she can sing them because they're part of her. And not just a song that she purchased real quick from insert the five people who write most of the pop songs today.
You know what? I was like, God, I feel like it hasn't been 5 years. That Just Like Fire song was from Alice Through the Looking Glass, and that did come out much more recently, apparently. Anyway, this will be her seventh album, and Beautiful Trauma is the name of it. The name of the song we just heard is What About Us? So, yay. New Pink songs. Fantastic. I should probably do this. This part of the program is brought to you by by Amazon.
Yes.
Just making
by
sure.
Oops.
By Oops.
Oops, I did it again.
Oh, I have a Britney Spears song coming up.
Oh.
I mean, a Britney Spears story. Amazon brings you this portion of the program. Add a little sparkle to your summer. We've got tickets to the Monterey Bay Aquarium right now for caller number 9-800-400-3697. Share an ocean of adventure as you help protect our ocean planet. Share the love. Visit MontereyBayAquarium.org. Caller number 9-800-400-3697. You'll win a 4-pack of tickets. We'll have these all week, so through tomorrow at least, which is Friday.
Oh, right. Today's Thursday.
God, for a second, I was like, do I have it wrong? Is it only Wednesday?
Yeah, we have a movie review. Logan's Luck.
Yeah,
Logan's
Luck.
Yeah, Logan's Luck.
All right.
I cannot wait for this movie.
I'm so excited about it.
All right. We'll also mention The Glass Castle, everybody.
All right. I mean, if you have to.
Liam Maitland.
Right there at the end of it. Okay. If there's time.
Call now and win the Monterey Bay Aquarium tickets. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer. So I am going to start with Britney Spears. I did it again. So she does that show, Piece of Me, it's Planet Hollywood. In Vegas, and some guy, I guess, snuck on stage and disrupted the whole show. It was some kind of attack. So she was singing a song called Till the World Ends, and a man crept on the stage, made his move. Security and the dancers all lunged at the guy. Britney seemed oblivious to the danger at first.
Really?
You hear her. You can actually hear her. I didn't have a chance to ask you to see if you could find this audio, but I guess at one point she's like, "Is everything okay?" Because she, you know,
Oh my God.
Expected her dancers to be there, and they were meanwhile beating the hell out of some
guy. Did you guys change the script? I like it. It's cute.
As the music keeps playing.
Yeah.
Right. So she asks if everything's okay, and then a security guard is on stage, like sort of blocking her, and she's clutching him. You see her knee buckle, and and she says, "He's got a gun?" So, you know, she's got her little mic on, so all of this apparently is audible. The man was subdued and apparently ejected, which means he didn't have a gun, because otherwise we'd be seeing his mugshot. But I guess that it looks like he kneed one of the guards, or maybe kicked him. When I hear someone got kneed, I immediately think a crotch shot, right?
Sure.
They're not specifically spelling that out here.
You could knee someone in the face if you can get their head yanked down.
The knee conveniently really reaches just with nice force up to the crotch, though.
Actually, I bet Bryn could knee a face without even launch into the air and
sure.
knee a face.
I bet he could. Let's try it.
Can you do that?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Are you listening?
If you were fighting with someone, could you knee to their face by jumping?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But
that's like an MMA thing.
That's all timing, though. It's all about timing and rhythm. I'm trying to figure out if there's any profanity in this video.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I mean, you get the general gist of it.
But I do want you to see her performing because it's her performing where her knees barely bend when she does the dance.
Right.
Yeah.
She really is just walking through this thing. Mm-hmm. I got to go see that show.
For millions.
I know.
Millions of dollars.
A story about her. Britney Spears is giving a piece of her Las Vegas show to Louisiana schools.
Good.
So a dollar from every ticket from now through the end of the year will go to public schools in Louisiana.
That's about the least energetic.
I don't know. Mariah's pretty much like that as well.
But she's in shape. Not that, Mariah. Brittany is right. In shape.
I got to say, that looks really stretched out.
What do you mean?
I'm saying that she looks a foot taller than she normally is. Like her torso looks really long. Her face looks really wide, a long face. And when she puts her, look at when she puts her arms out, they get shorter.
Is that the guy?
Oh, there it is. That's happening. Oh, and now
what's
the
happening?
Guys have her.
What's happening?
Oh, what's going on?
Is everything okay?
He's got a gun? Oh, my God. Why is this happening to me?
Well, that's...
Let's get me out of here.
As we joke about it, it is scary.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure, yeah.
Yes.
Never call her an artist or a talent, but... She doesn't deserve to be a tatwall.
No, good Lord, no.
Fake dancing and singing.
Yeah, that's it's funny because the dancers behind her are doing the same moves, but they're doing them like their life depends on
right.
it. And she's doing them like she's, you know, I don't know, dancing 90? In front of her TV and just kind of knows the dance. Just flipping her arms around a little bit. Anyway, there you go. She's safe. Don't worry.
Whatever. We're all just jealous. She's
that's true.
Raking it in.
Yep. I am totally jealous. She's a pop star. Anthony Scaramucci. He only lasted 10 days as the White House Communications Director, but the 15 minutes of fame have just begun. On Monday, he's going to do The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Colbert did just the most amazing. That was why I was so sad when he was, not just because he was an interesting person to watch on the, you know, the daily press conference thing, but he just... Stephen Colbert just nailed him.
What's is Colbert going to unleash on him, you think?
Oh, who knows? I don't know. Colbert tweeted, this is just a heads up for our censors to get ready. Hashtag the mooch. Because the guy does have a potty mouth.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Us Weekly is claiming that another White House reject, Sean Spicer, wants to come on Saturday Night Live. Which he totally should. I mean... They did the best send-up of him with Melissa McCarthy over 6 or 7 appearances. I mean, there was a bunch of times she did it. And they're saying that he wants to go on there, and he should.
I agree about that.
That would be great.
But that's also Mooch going on Colbert. I mean,
yeah,
he knows what he's walking into. It's not like he's never seen Colbert's bit.
Right.
So he's going in to see, you know, face it.
Yep. You have to. Otherwise, you know, it's nice when people can see that you have
actually,
a sense of humor about stuff.
Here's the thing. You don't have to.
Oh,
so it
true.
Does show that you have a sense of humor about things and that you, I mean, who knows what'll come of it.
Right.
But I believe he's going in thinking, I can handle it.
Yeah, I can. It's going to be fun. It's going to be good for my reputation. I'm going to put that back together, and then I'm going to get a great new job. It's going to be a better job, a bigger job. Anyway, so he's going on Colbert on Monday. I can't wait. If you are not watching this season of Big Brother.
I am.
I know.
Oh.
But other people. You know.
Okay.
I know.
It's not
me,
just us.
I know you
right.
and I are just talking to each other here.
Right.
But if you're not watching, I'm telling you, you are missing out. This is a good season. There are
it's
a
good season, but it's a bad season at
dummies.
The same time. Because last night there was an invitation to take over the game. It was right there. It was kissing that dude full on the mouth. Here's your chance. And the guy didn't do it.
He didn't even notice that he could do it. It's like it never crossed his meatball mind. This guy, he's famous on the show for calling everybody a meatball. Meanwhile, he is the biggest meatball. He's like an overgrown 6-year-old.
Yep.
He really has that level of maturity. He's like,
well, you
he's
know,
just
he,
a big
he has
baby.
To live with his parents, right? He has
oh,
to.
He does. I'm sure. I mean, honest to God, if you watched a few episodes and had to guess his age, you'd go, well, I guess he's big enough that he must be 18. I don't know, but he acts like such. I mean, he's probably older than that, but he's just. Actually, it is a delight to watch these people because you just can't believe they're out there functioning in the world. But there they are. So never occurs to him that he could make this huge move, which would have actually made him. He's a non-contender in
right.
this game. There is zero chance that guy could win this game. My mind would be blown if he won this game or even made it all the way to the end.
Won't happen.
But if it had crossed his mind, the thing that was laying out, just laid out on a platter in front of him, if it had crossed his mind, then you would have had to reevaluate everything you thought about him. Like, oh my God, he just made a huge game move.
Oh yeah,
but
or tried.
Right.
That's I've always said. Whether it's this job or anything you do in life, try for crying out loud.
Give it a shot.
Be brave. Show you've got.
Chutzpah.
Show something.
Right.
I mean, you might not get it. I get that, but try.
So look, if you're not watching this season, you are missing out. There's actually this funny power couple on there. They're just so pathetic, and they're just bullies and mean. But then they cry that they're getting bullied and. And I'll tell you something, Jessica blew it when because the head of household, this meatball guy, she wasn't his target. And so to get out of the house, and he's trying to have a conversation and drop a hint with her, and she shuts it down. And if she'd known, then maybe he wouldn't have swapped out Christmas.
But if he had the ability to communicate,
which he doesn't.
Like a human being, the simple ability to walk up and say, I'm not after you. I'm going for what's her name. Shh. That would have been the end of it, but he can't. He has to sit down. Listen, I want to talk to you for
a
few minutes
I got something to say to you.
And she starts getting defensive. Listen, Josh, we don't need to. You don't need to. And now they're fighting. And all of a sudden, he's not even able to just say what he walked in to do.
Right.
Because he needed all of the histrionics. Just say it, dummy.
Yeah. Just sit
What's
down
wrong with
and
you?
Say it.
He didn't even need to sit down.
No.
Listen, I'm not after you. It's Elena, okay? My target is Elena.
And that's it. And then that would have been the opening of the door to possibly working together.
And that's what I would have said. I would have said, I'm with you guys, okay? Hey, Cody, I know you want to kill me, but I'm with you guys. Elena's my person. All right.
Boom, out the door. They would have looked at each other and gone, oh my God, we have life in this game. It's possible we have life in this game. Oh my God, Vinny. Why are we not on that show?
I don't know. Well, we're not on the show because it's a CBS.
We work for CBS.
Property.
Not, maybe someday we can be on that show. Anyway, there's this contestant, Jessica. We were just talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently her move is to come up behind people and jab her fingers into their cracks. And this is, they haven't showed it on the show.
Yeah.
And she was saying last night when her fate appeared to be sealed that she was going to torture that house for the rest of the week.
Doing that?
No, she didn't. She didn't say anything about it. I don't know if they're going to show it. I mean, it is a violation of these people.
It is. And in the article I read yesterday, as you brought this up, it was clear and so simply put, if it was a man doing that to women on the show, the guy would be yanked from the show and would be held out as someone who's being abusive. It's an assault.
She acts like it's a joke and the victims are fully clothed, but it comes off as aggressive, not playful. And her housemates are not enjoying it. She has apparently also groped a female contestant. I guess that happened from the front. There are videos from the show's live feed where contestants are complaining to each other. And we actually did get a still from one of those. The gray-haired dude, Matt, bent over playing pool.
Oh, yeah. That's the one with the article on TMZ.
Right. Hand me that back when you're done. So I asked Brynn if he could find some of the clips from this. Were you able to find anything, like them talking about it? Mm-hmm. Or?
Yeah, I have Alex talking about it.
Oh, Alex is the one who got the front grab?
Yes, front grab and a little bit of the other thing, too.
Oh. Will Kirby, who was Big Brother Season 2 housemate. And they call him Dr. Will, and he often comes on and sort of moderates.
Was he a winner?
I feel like he was a winner.
I feel like he won the second time he was on there. He might have won the first time. I'm not sure. Anyway, he says...
Plastic surgeon?
He is, yeah. He says that she's crossed the line by doing the finger sticks. And he says it's time to say goodbye to her. I guess TMZ caught up with him outside an Office Max in L.A., where he said not only is Jessica committing assault, he said, what do you think, son? I guess he's got a 7-year-old son who also said, yeah, it's assault. Yeah, yes, Dad, it's assault. So they say she's oil checking the housemates. But so far, CBS has been quiet on this. It hasn't been featured on the show, and I don't know if they will. Maybe they're trying to decide what to do. They could tell her, you can't do that anymore, you're out. But she's out on Thursday anyway, so maybe
wonder if someone
can
file charges.
You could certainly file a complaint. This is interesting. There are diehard Bruce Springsteen fans out there. I get it. I think he's fine. I like some of his songs. And everyone always says, oh, you have never been to a show, and that's why you don't know. He goes for 4 hours, and you can't believe it, and you're a diehard fan at the end. Like, you know what, though? I don't know if I want to go for 4 hours. Bruce Springsteen, he's a sellout everywhere he goes. I mean, let's face it. People are diehard. Last year, he sold out a stadium that can hold over 50,000 New Yorkers 3 times last year. And so he's launching a series of intimate shows on Broadway. So he's going to do this for 8 weeks at the Walter Kerr Theater. It has a capacity of 960, and they're solo shows. They're going to run 5 nights a week, Tuesday through Saturday. It's called Springsteen on Broadway, and in addition to singing, he's going to read excerpts from his 2016 autobiography, Born to Run. So he says it's just me, the guitar, the piano, the words, and the music.
I'd go.
I actually feel like this is one I might go to. Yeah.
You know, this is one of those things, though, for the Bruce addict who's like, I go to every show that comes when he comes to town. They're going to be like, oh, no, I have to go to 8 weeks of shows. Because there are people who are that right. He's like,
well, they'll be lucky to get one ticket.
He's truly got a following. Well, maybe not quite like the Grateful Dead, but it's that sort of.
Yeah, right. That's
cultish,
what I was trying to say.
I will go see them anytime they perform. Right. In any capacity, like way, any venue.
People love the Boss. So, and actually, I guess at about 1,000 people per night for 8 weeks, I mean, that's only 40,000 people, right? 40 shows-ish. So this is going to be one of the hottest tickets on Broadway. I would think this will be Hamilton-level sellout.
Sure.
Like people, and especially in New York, oh my God, all the Jersey people will come up. And
yep.
So he said he chose Broadway because it has beautiful old theaters, which seem like the right setting for what I have in mind. In fact, with one or two exceptions, the theater's 960 seats is probably the smallest venue I've played in the last 40 years. So this is his new little one-man show. I bet you it's going to be, it's going to be just
Oh, so
nirvana.
The E Street Band won't be
oh, no.
there.
Him only. Him, okay. A guitar, a piano, and his book. He's going to read to you from his book. Oh, and perform songs. They don't say how long it's going to be or if they'll be doing more than one show a night, but this is...
He was a big part of the first or second episode of that Iovine
TV
show.
Oh, the thing
show.
On HBO?
The Defiant Ones?
The Defiant
yeah,
Ones. He was a big part of that because he was a big part of the early career for Iovine. He helped on that, one of his early albums. And I actually came off liking the guy more than I do. I'm not one of those Bruce people. I have some albums and... do not listen to them.
There are songs I really like.
He's fine. I'm not saying I don't like him. I just do. I can tell you honestly, I don't think I've ever pushed play on any of the albums I have. But he came off great.
Yeah.
Like a real perfectionist. He wants, he's an artist. He's authentic. And I think that's what people,
see in him
that like, this guy is me. He's one of us.
It's a blue collar guy. His talent took him to the top. All right, Vinny, what's coming from the news?
New rules in Oregon about work schedules, which may spread. It's interesting. And a dentist has vodka for lunch.
Oh.
Doesn't go well.
That doesn't seem like
it. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers.
All right, everyone. So, boy, that was fast. A couple things.
He was busy.
First and foremostly, we have a new Uzi's Reviewsies.
Woo-hoo-y!
And it's both these things that I'm about to tell you about are on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Hers is on the Sarah, and she's reviewing facial products.
Oh. Some stuff I've been using for about a year now, Rodan and Fields. It's a whole regimen, and I did it with one of our listeners, Vivian Chu.
Oh.
So it's stuff I've been using that I absolutely love.
So check that out. That's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and I was just kind of scrolling through Facebook, seeing what's up there, and there's this dog called Fritz, and he just cannot catch anything. And if you want to laugh your ass off,
it gets funnier and funnier because this poor dog, they couldn't be throwing him more delicious things, and he's trying to catch them, and he's right there. This is, you know, how you toss a dog they can catch anything. Like, they're magic the way they can catch
it. What is it? Fritz can't catch?
Yeah, it's
Fritz
called...
can't catch. This dog cannot catch. He's trying, and he just
right in the mouth. Yeah. The perfect throws.
So there's hamburgers, there's pizza, there's tacos.
That one hits him on the side of the face.
Here comes a hamburger. I mean, it's a big old hamburger. He's trying.
There's sushi.
Right in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, a piece of sushi.
Oh, don't put it in the soy sauce. He shouldn't be eating that.
Why?
Don't worry. He's not going to catch it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. He can't catch it.
Do the donut one. The donut one is so funny.
I feel like Fritz has an eyesight problem or he can't close his
mouth. Old. Here's a huge piece of steak. It's all in slow-mo. You just get to watch it. Just hit him in the head.
Oh, mouth open, miss.
Yeah,
he can't see.
Is this the donut
that's
one?
That's what I think, why he can't catch.
So, don't worry about being politically correct. Just enjoy the video, everyone.
The donut just goes, it just hits him in the chest. Goes right, hits him in the chest.
So,
the meatball misses too. My goodness.
Just go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can see Fritz can't catch, and you can
see taco.
Uzi's.
Explodes on the side of me.
Reviewsies.
Thank you, human.
Well, he's still trying, so, you know.
Oh,
you'd
so
think
close.
At some point he'd say, I'm going to.
Yeah, I'll just
wait. Will you just put it on the ground
I'll
and
wait
I'll
for
pick
it to
it up.
Land.
Stop throwing crap at me, but he's still
big.
Trying.
He's trying.
He's not getting hurt.
No.
Oh, strawberries don't work either.
No, pretty much nothing.
No.
Go see that. You got to see it. Oh, this one is a hot dog, and it's.
Miss.
Just, oh, he got the side. Oh, he got the side of it.
It's
gone. That is too bad. Oh,
that's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, everybody.
It's so funny. Poor thing. Listen, at least he gets to eat all that stuff. His owner feeds him like crap. I actually thought he was going to get hurt by the slice of pizza because it's coming down point first, like at his face. But don't worry. He's okay. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a car and driver 10 best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is there for you.
Mm.
It's not for us. We want you to go there and please enjoy.
Yeah.
In fact, you can watch the show here.
Hello.
We've got cameras on and a guy. And if you weren't here an hour ago, you missed one of the best shows on TV. What are we on the web?
That's right. We did the
heart boobies.
Heart boobies.
Was.
Can we screen capture that and put it on Instagram? Thanks.
Let's not do that. Thanks, Vaughn.
Epic. Well, I did go back and check with Vaughn. I should have tipped him off in advance, but didn't think to. But I went back there and I said, please tell me you got any of this. Yeah, no. Yep, thumbs up. Vin, yeah, that's my job.
Vaughn, do not put any of that stuff anywhere else except the feed.
Right. Vaughn,
I totally forgot about the cameras.
Vinny, 925 says, Fritz's owner is my buddy from San Luis Obispo. That dog is so sweet and dumb in person. Happiest Aww. Puppy. Aww. Oh, Fritz.
He's like an older guy.
Yeah.
An older dog.
Right. I like to look at dogs. They're fun.
Dude, as soon as I saw him, I'm like, oh my God, we have to show this to Vinny. He's going to love this.
I actually really like golden retrievers too. They're so cute.
Oh, is that the kind you're looking at?
No.
For your next dog?
It's not.
No, you're not looking at those because those are the cutest puppies.
They are really good dogs.
Like that's a quintessential puppy.
The golden retriever. Mm. Well, labs are pretty good too.
Sure. Great.
Anyway, here's what's happening. The eclipse makes the news again. As it turns out, people love this.
Yeah.
It's a really big deal. There will be people traveling all over the United States to put themselves in perfect
in the
position
path, right,
to see the absence of sun. I don't, you know.
The crappening in the sky.
It's not, in my opinion, worth all that, but okay.
People love that stuff.
I get it. It's like a once in a lifetime
opportunity. I won't travel for it, but I wish it was coming over right overhead here.
Google is going to give away 15,000 pairs of solar eclipse glasses
Ooh,
to
how
schools
do we get
across the U.S. Oh. How do you get those? They're schools.
The school kids.
Yeah, the school kids. This is their opportunity. Mm. Anyway, I don't know exactly how they're going to be distributed, but I thought, yet again, with the people in the solar eclipse, it's such a big deal. So, and that's on the 21st of August.
I can't wait. Did they say what time? Did they say what time? We'll get to see that? Because we'll see a partial eclipse.
I'll get that for you when it gets closer.
All
I'll
right.
tell you exactly
Thank
what.
Thank you,
the
Vincent.
Eclipse watch is on, everyone.
Perfect.
I swear I saw the story 15 times before it occurred to me that it was going to be this big a deal.
Yeah.
I just went, oh, that's dumb. That's 3 weeks away.
It's super fun.
Why are you putting stories
out
already?
I love how the light changes. I love how the shadows all change.
I think it was on SF Gate 3 weeks before. 4 weeks ago or something.
Getting people ready for it.
Eclipse watch.
All right, you want to know the time for the eclipse?
Yes.
Sure.
It's going to start at 9:01 a.m.
Oh.
And it's going to reach its maximum at 10:15 a.m.
Mm. All right.
It's so foggy in the morning here.
Yeah.
Out in Dublin. That's where you go to see it around here.
Dublin!
Dublin!
Dublin.
My next story made me laugh because the person who wrote it, and it comes from the Charlotte Observer. It's a story out of South Carolina. The person who wrote it says, this is so America. Hey, look, something rare and cool. Let's shoot it.
Oh.
There was a Bigfoot sighting in western North Carolina last Friday, and now police in Greenville, South Carolina have put out a message. If you see Bigfoot, please don't shoot him. They wrote on their Facebook page, quote, do not shoot as you will most likely be wounding a fun-loving and well-intentioned person sweating in a gorilla costume. Or even worse, you'd kill Bigfoot and we'd get no answers.
Well, no, then we'd have, you know, the body proof. You know, but also it could be a dude in a gorilla suit.
Right.
So, you know, you have a really good point there, police of wherever that
South Carolina. If you spot Bigfoot, please don't shoot him.
Yeah. Just dig a hole in the ground, fill it with upturned spikes, and cover it with leaves. That's how you catch him. Then he lives, and if it's a dude, but he's maimed, and he can't get you. That's what you do.
Oh, you're fun.
Or one of those traps where you step into it, and it just grabs you by the foot and tips you upside down. That's a good trap, too.
The old rope.
Yeah, the old
trap.
Rope, yeah.
Or like a net.
Hanging by your foot. Oh, sure. Nat, yeah, you could do that too.
Oregon is the first state in the country to require that employers give workers their schedules at least 1 week in advance.
Oh. So you can't come in Sunday to find out what you're working on Monday.
It is one of those weird things that certain businesses, your schedule changes every week and you may not know. You can't plan anything going forward. Find yourself like, I don't know until...
I won't know till Sunday if I can do that or not.
Grocery was like that when I worked at Vaughn's.
Ding, ding, oh, it still is.
It like does. That. It
According
really
to
is.
Anthony, yeah. He can never work more than one shift every week because of his schedule.
Yeah, grocery was like that. You get your schedule and it would be...
But this,
how do you do this?
But I have plans.
You don't even look. You just point to stuff.
I think that makes perfect sense. You should get your schedule far enough in advance that you can plan your life around it. Employers forget we have lives.
While D.C. has lost sight of working Americans, Oregon lawmakers came together this session to help workers balance life and their job with the first statewide Fair Work Week bill, which means you will get your schedule a week in advance.
I like it.
I like it, too.
That seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, I try to put out the schedule every Tuesday. Week, right? Yeah,
I never have been a planner guy, but I know many people are.
Sure.
And they do find that, you know, you got to put stuff on a calendar well in advance if you want to get to stuff.
Right.
I always find that the surf gets really good right when I have something on my calendar out there in front of... Oh, no.
You should trick the surf by putting things on your calendar that you can actually erase.
Make plans. I know better. Mm. So I usually don't. It's not for me.
Planning.
Right. Gregory Bellotti is a dentist in Adams Township, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I don't know why they do that in Pennsylvania, the township nonsense.
Oh, I thought you meant dentistry.
No.
Right.
But Adams Township, Pennsylvania is about 20 miles north of Pittsburgh.
Okay. So middle of nowhere.
Recently, he tried to work on several patients while he was drunk. Oh. Really drunk. Back in March, one of his employees called 911 after he came back from lunch hammered. He was supposed to see six more patients that day. And they all... have to thank the employee that called 911 because when the cops tested him, his blood alcohol level was 0.418.
Oh.
Five times the legal limit to drive, and they say a number that should kill you.
So he's clearly used to the drinking.
Apparently.
He's a guy with a problem.
He didn't actually work on anyone's teeth because they found him passed out in the dental chair.
Oh.
After lunch, as a patient was in the waiting room, they were about to say, "Doctor, your next patient's in." Doctor.
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 So when they couldn't rouse him, they called 911. Like, we think he might be dead.
Out cold, they say. When he came to, he told the cops that he chugged an entire bottle of vodka on his lunch break.
So is he? Is this just? He's an alcoholic, or
yes,
is something going
absolutely.
On in his life?
Absolutely. No. Even the person who's having a rough patch doesn't drink an entire bottle of vodka at lunch.
Yeah,
or drink.
It does seem excessive.
Yeah. So anyway, he has his dental license suspended. They say he also was charged again with public drunkenness not too long ago.
Oh.
And this was after that event.
Oh.
So he
needs help.
Needs help desperately.
That's sad. That's too bad. Good thing, though, that he didn't work on anybody's mouth.
People have written in. They miss our little trivia game we used to do.
Yes,
so I have a trivia question for you. You can all play along.
All right.
Currently, what is the highest U.S. denomination of money?
Oh.
I think there's a $100,000 bill.
No, there's like they've taken those all. Currently, you're talking 2017. I'm
going to say. What are they issuing the highest?
I'm going to say $500.
I'll say $100,000. F it. $1 million.
The $100 bill.
Is the highest?
They took everything else off.
Is the highest denomination in the United States right now.
Wow.
I had to confirm that. I've looked it up. The internet agrees with my story.
What is it again?
The $100 bill
is the highest denomination of U.S. currency right now.
So anything else, you're either just stacking the hundies up or you're writing a check.
Sarah is right in the sense that there was a $100,000 bill back in 1934.
In the olden days,
way back.
Do you want to guess the president on the $100,000 bill? It's a toughie. You may not get it. It's tough.
Wait, what year was this?
1934.
It's tough.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'll say Lincoln.
Oh. It was President Woodrow Wilson.
Oh.
He was from 1913 to 1921.
All right.
I don't know when any of the people were president.
You don't?
I don't really. I mean, I know, like...
You know,
oh,
how about Ronald Reagan? You know Ronald Reagan?
Actually, yes. Recent presidents in my lifetime, I know when they were the president.
Whoa.
But
Woodrow looks surprisingly like
put together.
Modern.
Yeah.
Does he?
You know, yeah.
He actually has sort of a modern looking suit on today.
Right? He looks good.
Whole thing.
Good
for
him.
He could be any guy at any business anywhere right
now. I couldn't have picked him out of a lineup,
though. No, me either.
Well, anyway, 33-year-old Dennis Strickland walked into a bank in Sioux City, Iowa last Thursday and tried to deposit a $1 million bill.
Oh, see, that's problematic.
And the bank, you know, they do money. That's their thing. They were like, they don't make these. This is not.
Was he like, oh, no, I sold my house for this $1 million bill?
They say here, technically, it's not illegal to be stupid. So he didn't even get in trouble for that. Oh. But the bank teller did call the cops, and the cops showed up and asked him, you know, empty your pockets.
And where'd you get this, son?
Unfortunately, he had meth in his pockets when he
problem.
Emptied them and found him. Yeah, he looks good. That guy, Woodrow Wilson's a handsome guy.
God, how great would it be to have a couple $100,000 bills in your pocket? Woo!
Pretty great.
Take one of those. That's probably. I wonder what that's worth now if they were issuing them in 1934.
Like, I don't think they issued a bunch of them.
Yeah, but if you had one, if you were like a money collector, those kind of people, like, do you have to pay $101,000 for it, or do you pay $1 million for it, or do you just pay face value?
I think that's a dope move.
What, to have that in your...
To pay $1 million for a $100,000 bill? What, are
people
you stupid?
People pay millions of dollars for
little coins that were worth
a nickel at the time.
You're going to frame the $100,000 bill
that's
supposedly worth
$1 million?
That says dunce all over it.
It doesn't. People pay it through the nose for brand things.
Oh, my God. Well, they shouldn't.
Well, they do.
I mean,
did John Lennon hold that bill? Now you got something.
Oh, really?
There's an artifact. All right.
Right.
Well, I mean, isn't that what makes these things worth money?
They no, actually rarity. Were you... Coin collectors
John
are...
John Lennon used that guitar, so it's worth money.
All right.
Oh.
What?
So that $100,000 bill today, if you had one, is worth $1.6
million. Now get out of here!
I knew it.
It's under... So the Huff posted a whole article on that bill only... There's a few out there.
And they're worth... Well, it must be. It has to be in mint condition.
No, but hold
literally
on. Mint. Apparently, if you have a $20 coin... If you have a
$20
coin... Can't you just hear your dad dressing you down for paying $1 million for
$100,000
bill?
Are you kidding me? My dad would be the one who would buy that thing if he had that kind of money. My dad loves collecting money.
I'm on a website called papermoneyauction.com, and somebody asked that question, actually. It says, I believe I own a 1934 $100,000 bill. What is it worth? The right answer is $0. Your note is 100% fake.
Burn.
That's not true. So that $100,000 bill was traded between the federal bank, so it's a real thing. Anyway,
back in the day before wire transfers?
The $20 coin, if you have one of those, it's worth $15 million today.
Oh.
Gold coin, $20 gold coin.
$20 gold coin. I didn't even know we ever had those.
You didn't, or you did?
I didn't. Didn't know.
You think your dad has one?
I hope he does. You know, that'd be a good thing to have in the family.
Cocoa butter thighs, you're listening. Can you text us and tell
go
us
check if, the vault, Mom.
If there's a $20 coin in Gentry's collection?
I think he just sold off a bunch of his coins.
I thought you said that he sold all of them.
I don't know if he sold them all, but he's been collecting them his whole life, and he just sold a bunch of them.
Well, you end up being a slave to stuff like that. I mean, you really are. Like, what do we do with the coin collection?
Well, we put them in a safe that's bolted in the garage. Like, it's, you know.
It's a thing, though.
Right.
There are 200,000 serious coin collectors in the U.S., and they spend, the 200,000 of them, $3 billion a year.
So
it's such
dudes.
A waste of money. I mean,
is it?
It's, well, I mean, if you've ever been at the post office behind the lady who's like, I really would like the new Snoopy stamp. And you're like, Jesus Christ, lady.
What do you
she
do?
She collects the stamps.
It's not. Come on.
You sit and wait. You wait because she's a stamp collector.
800-400-3697. That's our number. 510 says, we don't call him the boss for no reason.
Yeah.
People love their Bruce Springsteen. 415 says, Kevin is flying under the radar beautifully.
Oh, Kevin is
on Big
doing
Brother.
Very, I actually really like Kevin.
Well, yeah, he's your boy. He's a Boston guy.
He is a weirdo, but he's a good, the whole Saran Wrap
there was
thing
nothing like that. That was a beautiful moment as he's like, well, I can't sleep, but keeps me thin.
He's quietly everywhere too. You notice that? Like when this whole altercation was going down between Jessica Cody and Josh in last night's episode,
He walks in and just sits down, doesn't say anything, doesn't participate, and when Josh leaves, he stands up and walks out. Like, so stealthy.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
443 says, what did Britney ever do to you? Britney still sells out shows and earns that paycheck.
Well, she does sell out shows. There's no question about that. It's just watching her dance. It's just the energy level is, you know, not high.
If people want to pay their money for that, that's fine.
I would still totally go see her.
I would not.
I love so many of her songs. I would just,
and
know,
I would
sure
be
it's
upset
a spectacular.
As we're in Vegas and you're rallying everyone and making everyone go, and now I have to go too because I don't want to be without my people. And there I am.
Oh, I'm sure you'd be able to convince one or two of them to not go.
Sarah.
Who's
controlling
with me? Who
our
to go?
Events
come on,
for the
let's
night.
Go. Yeah.
I want to go to
come
Britney.
Come on, you got to see
yeah,
Britney
let's go.
Once.
Yeah.
You don't want to regret that decision.
You think, what do you think?
Oh,
let's
big
go.
Surprise, you're on her
I've
side.
I've seen her.
Well,
when she was actually good.
Well, let's
I
go
saw
see her,
her
again. What do you think?
You'll get your right. nose out of her right. butt for once in your
you
life.
You know what I want you to do? I want you
We're
to take.
We're all going. You want to go
now?
I want you to take Isla to see O.
That's okay. Now we're talking. Let's go do that.
Isn't that the sex one?
No. The sex one's Zoomanity. I haven't even seen that. Anyone see Zoomanity?
No. But let's go to Britney first, and then we'll talk about Zoomanity.
415 says, I think Pink's voice gets better with every album.
I agree. She is just, I love her voice so much. All right, we're a little late, so we're going to take a quick break. Yeah, a little. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.